How do you do? Peer pressure, like a hinge, can move in opposite ways for good or ill, turning one way to influence a person to do what's right, turning another way to exert compliance in disobedience. The young man in this story felt both kinds of peer pressure, until his heart and mind and life were unshackled.
This part of Saigon's beautiful, isn't it?
But it sure is hot and humid.
Oh, yeah. Even Alabama isn't this hot in July.
Nice of them to give us a bus tour, just like tourists.
So we can find our way back to the HQ if we're hit.
And we can spot the bars we might want to visit tonight.
I think we better stick to the enlisted men's club.
Man, I still wish I was back in Ohio, not in Saigon.
All for a good cause, I keep telling myself.
I'm not so sure. This war just keeps getting hotter.
Hey, you know, last night when we was roving around, I saw this Vietnamese guy looking at us with pure hatred.
Yeah, I don't trust any of them.
Well, that's why they have wire over the windows on this bus. Keep out the grenades.
This is Unshackled, dramatizing true life stories produced in Chicago by Pacific Garden Mission. Homeless people have so few possessions that they hold fast to the ones they have. When they come to Pacific Garden Mission, they receive fresh clothing and shoes, a clean, safe bunk for the night, and nourishing meals. Even medical and dental care are given to resident guests in the mission clinic, all without charge, thanks to friends who care and send financial gifts. Spiritual emptiness has led to their predicament, and pastors address that need by introducing each guest to the one who can set them free of deception, filling their lives with purpose. They receive a possession they cannot lose, and they learn to hold fast to His truth and to go out ready for every good work. Now, for broadcast around the earth, here is program number 3217 in the series Unshackled, the program that makes you face yourself and think.
Where are you going in this country? Crowds of people, even this time of night.
Yeah, Saigon is big and dangerous.
Come on, pal, let's get back to the hotel.
We're almost there. Not that I'm in a hurry, but maybe our orders came in.
I'm sure not in a hurry. River assault duty is dicey business.
You ever see so many bicycles and people and animals all on the street at once?
Any one of them could be a threat.
That's a grenade! Hey. Look out!
The man in our story had been in Vietnam for only 2 days when this attack took place. This is the story of how he got there and how he survived. The true testimony of Ray Young, right now on Unshackled.
I was born in Phoenix City, Alabama, where Mom was a homemaker and Dad had an auto mechanic business which expanded to tractors and large trucks. Dad's shop was in our yard. My older brother and I learned at an early age to obey what Dad said or face a whooping. Our neighbor let me sit on his porch while he shaved off curls of tobacco that he chewed. I begged him to let me try some, but he refused.
If Ray was bugging you, run him off, Mr. Calloway.
He don't bother me none. Keeps wanting to try some of my tobacco, but I told him it's a nasty habit.
Let him try it. Teach him a lesson.
If you say so. Here, Ray, chew on this.
Don't swallow it, son. Just chew it up real good. Yeah, that's it.
There he goes, running for that faucet.
Reckon that'll teach him.
Dad was patient and taught me many things. He let me taste whatever he's drinking. Not that he had a drinking problem, but he drank now and then. We didn't go to church until my grammar school teacher suggested that Dad take my brother and me to Sunday school. After that, we attended regular. Just before I started third grade, we moved to a farmland that Mom's dad gave us, 30 miles east of Montgomery. At the little church we attended, I heard more about Jesus.
And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Folks, you can't go to heaven when you're soaked in sin. And the Bible says, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So we all need Jesus Christ, because he paid the penalty for our sins. Why doesn't the whole world see that? I'll tell you why. The Bible says, but the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. You must be born again. Now Jesus said, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. The Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
I knew I was a sinner because I coveted a gold ball that I saw under my aunt's sofa and stole it, even though she would have given it to me if I'd asked. So even at age 10, I knew I needed a Savior, but I couldn't go forward in front of all those people in the church. I just couldn't do it. My teenage years were rough, growing out of childhood, not yet a man, but trying to fit in, smoking to be a grown-up, drinking with friends, trying to get the girls' attention. Dad let me drive the tractor and truck around the farm as I worked with him.
Ray, your brother needs some help. He's putting in a septic system, and I've got this brake job to finish.
What you want me to do, Daddy?
He needs you to haul some gravel in our half-ton truck.
Gravel? Where do I get the gravel?
At the gravel pit at Tuskegee Airport.
Oh, that's 7 miles away. I don't have a license yet.
Just be careful how you drive.
When the gravel was dumped into the truck bed, the weight tipped the front end up in the air and made steering an adventure. I was scared, but I made several trips. Of course, I bragged about it later to my friends.
You drove that truck on the highway?
Yep, had to get to my brother's place.
Cool. Wish I could have done that.
Yeah, sure was tricky.
You better have another beer, Ray. Calm your nerves.
Hey, nothing to it, but I will have another beer. We had the usual chores on a farm, caring for the animals, raising crops, and growing vegetables. I reaped a crop of confidence by helping Dad work on trucks, cars, and tractors, but I wanted to be on my own, so when I graduated from high school, I knew I didn't want to be a mechanic or a farmer.
Are you going to work with your dad or in your uncle's grocery store?
Nah, it was just till I finished high school.
So what are you going to do, Ray?
Well, I haven't decided yet.
Man, it feels good. We can go anywhere we want.
Yeah, you know, I'm thinking about joining the Navy.
Let's do it. I heard there's a buddy plan where you can join up with a friend and go through boot camp together.
Hey, I'm game. I'd love to see the world. My friend and I went through boot camp together in San Diego, and then he went to submarine school in Connecticut while I went to cold and windy Great Lakes Naval Station. I kept myself out of trouble and did well in academics, but I spent a weekend in Madison, Wisconsin, drinking and chasing girls. After I finished engine man Class A school, the Navy sent me to New London, Connecticut, too.
Hey, that's great you ended up here, Ray.
Yeah, half the class got orders to Vietnam.
So where are you working?
Over maintenance.
A different career field, so I won't see much of you.
How often you go out to sea?
6 months a year.
Well, we can party when you're ashore. Although we didn't see each other much in New London, we did go to New York City on New Year's Eve to celebrate. One of his shipmates was from Staten Island, and he had a car, so we drove there whenever we had weekends off. That's how I met Grace.
I knew you weren't from around here, Ray.
Really? How could you tell?
Your accent.
I don't have an accent. You do.
Oh, I guess it depends on your perspective.
I reckon it does.
Where are you from?
I was born and raised in Alabama.
I have an uncle who lives in Florida that I visit sometimes, but I've never been to Alabama.
Never been? You'd like it.
I'm glad you guys come up here on weekends.
Me too. I like being with you, Grace. Grace and I dated while I was in New London and had weekends off. 2 years later, I received orders to go to Vietnam.
Hello.
Hey, Daddy, how's everything?
Doing okay, Ray. How about you?
Oh, got new orders going to Vietnam.
Your
mom won't be happy to hear that.
I figured it, my turn was coming.
You'll be offshore there.
I'm going to be on a river assault boat.
How soon are you leaving?
Well, this week, but I'm going to be in California for a couple months of training.
Whereabouts?
Mare Island.
You'll be fine, son.
Thanks, Daddy.
I won't worry about you, but make sure you call your mom again before you go.
I continue to call every week as I can, Daddy.
Here, I'll let you talk to her now.
Training was intense, preparing us for river craft assault. We partied hard, too, in case we didn't come back from Vietnam. After one night of drinking with the guys, I came to my senses in the barracks, and both my pants and knees were torn, so I figured I'd been crawling or fell down. I didn't tell Grace about it when she came out to visit a week before I left.
I already miss you, Ray.
I miss you too, Grace.
Promise you'll write to me.
I promise? Where are you going to be?
In Florida with my uncle.
They had us make out a will in case we don't come back.
You'll be back. I'm proud of you for serving our country, Ray.
Yeah, but, you know, it sure makes you wonder. To be honest, I was scared as I flew to Vietnam in July 1969. I was 22 years old and about to face the biggest ordeal of my life.
We'll hear about Ray's ordeal in just a moment. We love hearing from listeners and want to share excerpts from a few. A teacher writes, "I encourage my students to listen to Unshackled as exceptional examples of dramatic presentation. Many of my students are unchurched or have no religious background whatsoever. In fact, over half of my junior high and high school students are international students from communist China and have never even opened a Bible prior to attending our school. I am grateful for your ongoing ministry." Another person writes, "I have enjoyed listening to Unshackled for 12 years now. I love the encouraging real-life stories." This truck driver writes, "My day is scheduled around Unshackled and your station. I always knew that my life was missing something, and now I know what it was. I have begun reading the Bible, and I pray every day all because of Unshackled. Please don't stop." We'd love to know you listen, so please write soon. The address is Pacific Garden Mission, 1458 South Canal Street, Chicago, Illinois, 60607. Our email address is unshackled@pgm.org.
My first night in Saigon, I shared a hotel room with a couple of army guys. They played cards while I lay on the top bunk and fell asleep under a ceiling fan. Next day, we had a tour of Saigon. Big blue school bus with wire-covered windows drove us around a sweltering city. Later in the evening, a shipmate and I went to the enlisted men's club for a meal and a drink. As we walked back to the hotel, someone tossed a grenade. Next moment, I was laying on my shipmate who'd been beside me.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. Oh, my ears are ringing.
Mine too. Get off me. You're bleeding, Ray.
I can't move.
I'll be back when I find a medic.
I was in and out of consciousness as a medic helped me get to the army hospital in Saigon. They operated to repair my left femoral artery, a collapsed lung, left carotid artery, and various scrap metal wounds. I woke up in recovery and begged a nurse for pain relief. When I looked around in the ward, I thanked God for sparing my life. An aide helped me write home to Grace and my parents. Several days passed before the surgeon came by to see me.
Well, you're doing better.
Yeah, I'm glad to be alive, that's for sure.
And we did our best.
When I woke up and saw all those guys mangled up and with missing body parts, I knew I was very lucky.
That medic saved your life. We just repaired the damage.
What are the odds of surviving a grenade attack like that?
Less than 10%. With wounds like yours, they don't even make it to the hospital.
After a few more days, I was flown to a hospital in Japan for more recovery and then to Pensacola, Florida for final rehabilitation. While I was in the ward there, twice I woke up in a sweat, fearing the Lord's return. I remembered hearing that Christ would return to gather together his elect from one end of heaven to the other, and I'd been left behind. I spent 2 months in the hospital at Pensacola, and when I got out, I went right back to drinking, bar hopping, and womanizing. I finished my hitch in the Navy after a year and was discharged. Then I went to see Grace in Florida.
I'm so glad you finished your tour, Ray.
All in one piece.
It could have been a lot worse. Is your hearing any better?
Well, it's some, but I do have permanent damage and quite a few ugly scars.
Well, you look wonderful to me.
You look wonderful to me too, Grace. I sure missed you. Why don't we get married so you can move to Alabama with me?
You mean it?
Well, sure I mean it, Grace. Come on, let's get married. Let's get married right here in Florida. Grace and I married, and then we moved to Alabama, where I bought a trailer for our home. 9 months later, our first son was born. While I attended welding school, I worked local construction, which meant I had to drive my truck up to 50 miles a day. I listened to the radio and sometimes heard sermons that made me think. I was also trying to read through the New Testament because I wanted to know God's Word.
What are you reading?
The Gospel of Matthew.
Anything interesting?
It's all about what's important in life.
Oh, read me a passage.
Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven.
What are treasures in heaven?
I don't know, but Jesus said, where your treasure is, there will your heart be also.
That's true. Our treasure is in our beautiful little boy.
Jesus also said, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you.
You think it's true?
Must be true. It's in the Bible.
We'll have to take Michael to church when he's old enough.
Gracie, you know, I've been thinking about going back in the Navy.
Really? Why?
Job security, retirement for me, and benefits for my family. Back in the Navy, I changed my rating to hull tech so I could use my new welding skills. The Navy sent me to San Diego for hull tech and welding Class C school. Grace and I lived next door to a woman whose husband was also in the Navy, but who was away at sea on an aircraft carrier. She was a Christian who invited us to a movie about the rapture of the church.
What did you think of the movie, Ray?
Made me think about a dream I had when I was in the hospital.
Kind of scary, huh?
I think it's called conviction, Grace.
Whatever it's called, you don't want to be left behind when Jesus returns.
No, you don't.
The way it's described in the Bible is awesome. The trumpet, the Lord descending from heaven with a shout, and the dead Christians rising.
You know, I thought about going forward tonight, but I couldn't do it. I just couldn't do it.
I know what you mean.
I hope the Lord understands. When training was over, I got orders to Guam. Rather than stay in a motel, our neighbor invited us to spend our last night with her before we flew out of Los Angeles. She had a book about deception, how Satan deceives us. And as I read, I saw how I'd been deceived all my life. I'd put fun and freedom and my career ahead of convictions to follow Christ.
You are really into that book.
It's opened my eyes to the truth.
What truth?
God's truth. Jesus said, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. The thief is the devil, and he's not stealing from me anymore. I want to trust God to forgive my sins and save me. I want you to be saved too.
Okay.
Will you pray with me, Grace?
Yes. We prayed, repenting of our sins and asking the Lord to save us. And I know that he did. I cried and rejoiced into the night. The Lord had used our Christian neighbor to help us see our need for salvation. The Bible says, with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. The world and my life looked different as we left the next day. no weight on my shoulders. I was free.
In Guam, we began attending a Navy chapel service. The chaplain loved the Lord and held a Bible study every morning at 5:30. We sang, prayed, and studied the passage of God's Word.
What's the question, Ray?
Salvation's such a mystery, Brother Dave. How's it happen? I mean, one minute we're teetering in unbelief, and the next minute we know without doubt that God is real and loves us.
That is God's grace, and it's a gift from Him. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9 say, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast."
Through faith?
Yes. God looks on the heart and sees that you believe His word. The Bible says, "Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness." The Bible promises in Acts chapter 16, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and thy house."
I never had the courage to go forward in the church before I was saved.
Boldness comes with knowing Christ. We enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus. We can approach God only through the blood of Christ, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of Him.
The chapel had a service on Sunday morning, and on Sunday evening we went to local churches where we gave short testimonies and Brother Dave preached. On Friday evenings, we gathered at Brother Dave's house to fellowship, eat, and study God's Word. Those 2 years in Guam were like going to Bible college for me. When Brother Dave was transferred, I felt like I'd lost my dad. A few months later, I was sent to a submarine tender in Charleston, South Carolina.
Oh, I just about have everything unpacked, and I'm really tired. How was your day, honey?
You won't believe what the Lord has done.
Oh, yes, I will. He's the essence of the word awesome.
Remember how they wanted to put me in the engineering department?
Yes, but you spoke up.
So they let me go into the sheet metal shop?
Which you didn't want.
No, I told them I'd be more useful in the weld shop.
And?
Today, the division officer told me to report to the weld shop.
Praise the Lord.
The psalmist says, "Delight thyself also in the Lord, and He shall give thee the desires of thine heart." Tomorrow's promise to no one. One day, I shared the four spiritual laws with a shipmate and asked him if he would like to have Christ in the center of his life. He said no. 3 days later, he's killed in a motorcycle accident.
I've heard you're religious, Ray.
I have a relationship with God.
Isn't that like needing a crutch?
Jesus is not a crutch. He provides health and breath to everyone living.
You really believe that stuff in the Bible?
The Bible is a manual for mankind. Jesus died on a cross for our sins and rose again, demonstrating His power over sin and death.
Nobody believes in sin these days.
God made the rules, and He says all have sinned.
What about the claim I've heard that God is love?
Well, that's true. That's true. But God is just, and He has to punish sin. So Jesus took our punishment on the cross. The Bible says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life."
Pie in the sky.
Jesus Christ is the light of the world. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. Before the ship pulled out for sea trials, that man had a death in the family and drove west. While he was on the road, a car wreck killed him. Tomorrow is promised to no one. When my naval career ended, I went to work for the power company in North Carolina. Worked there 23 years, and during that time, I taught in the children's church. Teaching the Bible to children helped me grow even more as a believer. We sang, shared Bible stories, and watched God change lives. I retired and we moved away, but recently we went back to visit that church.
Who Who was that, Ray?
Oh, that was one of the kids who used to teach in Children's Church.
He's in the Army now?
Yes, he is. Just wanted to thank me for helping him to know Jesus.
Going into combat, he'll need the Lord and His Word.
We all need Jesus at all times. God unshackled me from sin and gave me a new life with Him. He's given me a good wife, 2 sons, and 2 grandsons. The Lord has always provided our material needs. Like the prophet Isaiah, this I know: the grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever.
The word of God says in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27, "And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment." Are you prepared for that day, listening friend? There is only one remedy for sin, only one way to cleanse your heart, and that is the blood of Christ, God's only Son. And He is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. Have you asked the Lord to save you? There are no special words, because God looks on the heart. You can do that now by praying with us. Dear God, I have sinned against You, and I repent of my sins. I believe You sent Jesus to die for my sins. I believe He rose again and lives to save me. Lord, come into my life and change me. Thank You for Your sacrifice. Thank You for eternal life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Let us know you prayed, and we'll send you some literature to help you grow spiritually. The address: Pacific Garden Mission, 1458 South Canal Street, Chicago, Illinois, 60607. The telephone number in Chicago, 312-492-9410. Our email address is unshackled@pgm.org. Visit our website to learn more about this ministry, www.unshackled.org. Unshackled provides a great family time while hearing about the Lord's transforming power, a listener writes. We hope you ask the manager of this station to keep broadcasting Unshackled. This is program number 3217. Heard in the true story of Ray Young were David Mink, Nancy Baird, Evan Armacost, Weston Blakesley, Jim McCants, and Steve Bayorgen. Original music, Don Badorf. Sound, Nadine Aloysio Sorensen. Engineer, Kim Rasmussen. Script, Kenitha Gabler. And I'm Tim Gregory. Unshackled is produced by Pacific Garden Mission to show through true stories that if your life is empty, it can be filled to overflowing. Please write today. Your letter means a great deal to us. The address: Pacific Garden Mission, 1458 South Canal Street, Chicago, Illinois, 60607. You may call Pacific Garden Mission in Chicago and talk with someone who cares. 312-492-9410. Someone is waiting for your call. 312-492-9410.